Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, reaching goals, and keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So today is Thursday, and we're going to continue our discussion about creating balance and stability in your life. And today we're going to focus on wealth. Now, there's nothing scarier than being in a situation where you have to pay out a lot of money for something that you didn't anticipate, especially when you know you don't have that money. And so to take a step backwards, I think the first reality we have to come to is that you ultimately control what you spend. Remember, we've been talking all week about discipline, and this is really where discipline comes in. You can't just go out and buy everything you want unless you've got, you know, $1 billion put away somewhere. So the question you have to ask yourself is, do you live within your means? Because if you try to spend more money than you make, eventually it's going to catch up with you. You cannot do that indefinitely. And so that's where the balance comes in. And that's where we really have to prioritize what it is that we need to spend our money on. So one of the thoughts behind maintaining balance and to keep yourself from getting into that panic of not having enough money for something that comes up is to force yourself to save. And so maybe you treat, to have the discipline every paycheck or every month to put away money, and you almost treat it like a bill. And it could be 10, 20, 30% of your income that you just put away that you don't even see, so that you have the discipline to do it. And whether it's a payroll deduction so you don't even see it, or it's you writing a check from your bank account, whatever it takes you to do that, it's so important to have that cushion built up, because again, you never know when that challenge is going to arise for you from a financial standpoint. Now, there's another extreme to this, and I know plenty of people that save every penny they make, and what they're doing there is they're not truly living their life to their full potential, because they're skimping on things. So there may be things that they love to do, but they're depriving themselves of it. So the beauty of picking a percentage and putting it away week in and week out is that whatever is left over, you give yourself permission to spend. So if you're going to indulge on a vacation, if you're going to indulge on a nice meal or something that you really want to buy for yourself, you can do it, assuming you have that money left over. So having just a little bit of discipline in this area can go a long, long way. You work hard, you should enjoy it, but the key is maintaining the balance. So if you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator Daily, hit the subscribe button on Stitcher or on iTunes and just commit to joining me for a few minutes each day. It costs you nothing, and it's great to have a mental adjustment, and I'd love to do it with you together each day. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. So join me for tomorrow's 90-Second Navigator. We're going to conclude our discussion on balance and stability in life by talking about surrendering to accept whatever comes your way in life. But for today, when we talk about wealth, remember, discipline goes a long way. Put aside a percentage of what you make. Use the rest on your life and make sure you take the time to enjoy it along the way.